Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. I was looking at the opening prayer for this Sunday's readings. O God, who founded all the commandments of your sacred law upon love of you and of our neighbor, grant that by keeping your precepts, we may merit to attain eternal life. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Brothers and sisters, how often do we pay attention to our neighbor? How often do we think just about ourselves or our problems or our difficulties? And it's fine to think about them, but what about your neighbor? What about your co-workers? What about people in your parish? What about at your workplace? Whatever the case may be, do you take time to pray for them? That's what we want to do. We want to be a true neighbor, that people know that we pray for them. We don't have to broadcast it. Just start praying. Somebody will come to you maybe 6 months or a year from now and say, oh my goodness, let me tell you what happened to me. And you can think, I prayed for you all year. You were a part in it. Who knows who else might be praying for you? But God hears every prayer we pray, every prayer. So open your heart, brothers and sisters, to love your neighbor by praying for them. The first reading for this Sunday is taken from the Book of Wisdom, chapter 2, verses 12, and then 17 to 20. So skip around here a little bit. It's very short. Chapter 2, verse 12, and then 17 to 20. The wicked say, let us beset the just one, because he is obnoxious to us. He sets himself against our doings, reproaches us for transgressions of the law, and charges us with violations of our training. Let us see whether his words be true. Let us find out what will happen to him. For if the just one be the Son of God, God will defend him and deliver him from the hand of his foes. With revilement and torture, let us put the just one to the test, that we may have proof of his gentleness and try his patience. Let us condemn him to a shameful death, for according to his own words, God will take care of him. Can you imagine that kind of viciousness, really? Think of that. Don't ever speak so negatively of another. You can say, I'm very, very angry, and I'm not able to talk to you right now. But don't turn away and never look at that person again. Take time. God will give it to you. For the psalm tells us that the Lord upholds my life. It's if I'm obedient to God, he will uphold my life. By your name, save me. By your might, defend my cause. O God, hear my prayer. Hearken to the words of my mouth. For the haughty have risen up against me. The ruthless seek my life. They set not God before their eyes. Behold, God is my helper. In other words, I turn to God first in every situation, good or difficult. I turn to God first. Behold, God is my helper. The Lord sustains my life. Freely will I offer you sacrifice. I will praise your name, O Lord, for its goodness. Brothers and sisters, do you pray that way with the Lord? Do you thank him, or are you always asking him? Not that we shouldn't bring every need we have to him, but how many times do you thank him for the things that he has done for you? Do you come back to prayer? You prayed a rosary every day for an intention, and the intention was answered. Might have been months later, but the intention was answered. Then, brothers and sisters, we go back to the Lord and thank him. Thank him. And the second reading today is taken from the letter of James, chapter 3, verse 16 to 4, verse 3. Beloved, where jealousy and selfish ambition exist, there is disorder and every foul practice. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure, then peaceable, gentle, compliant, full of mercy and good fruits, without inconstancy or insincerity. And the fruit of righteousness is shown in peace for those who cultivate peace. If you seek to bring peace to others, God will bring it to you. And other people will bring it to you because of your kindness. But brothers and sisters, forgive gladly. If there's punishment honestly needed, consider that. But certainly forgive. Don't let somebody, as I've said to you before, don't let somebody walk around with a great burden because you didn't forgive them. Please do that. Where do the wars and where do the conflicts among you come from? Is it not from your passions that make war with your members? You covet, but do not possess. You kill and envy, but you cannot obtain. You fight and wage war. You do not possess because you do not ask. You ask, but you do not receive because you ask wrongly to spend it on your passions. If you're asking for something that's needed or hoped for and it's good, it's fine to ask other people to pray for you. But brothers and sisters, if you're asking, for something wrongly, if it's something selfish, God will not respond to you for that. He loves you, but you know what he wants? He wants us more and more to think like him. And that's the work of his Holy Spirit. I often say, God, what would you do in this situation? God, how do I handle this? What do I say? Help me. Show me. Then I pray a little bit, and then I go and say something to the person. And it almost always turns out to be very good. Thank you for saying that. And they will in turn then be encouraged to do it too, to others. God loves you. Let that love flow through you into the hearts of others. Even someone who has hurt you, when they've hurt you, you say, there's not much you can say, but pray that the person who's done you wrong has mercy on you and returns and indicates that they are sorry, that they're sorry they said that. I've had a couple of people do that in my lifetime. It's been a great blessing to me and would be to you. Sometimes people get embarrassed all the way around, but if you can be strong enough to just say, I'm sorry, I'm wrong, or I accept your apology, whatever the case may be, and be kind about it, God will bless you. I think almost I can guarantee it. But of course, I don't know God's mind, so I can't fully guarantee it. But so often, when we've asked forgiveness, God has blessed us in another way. So please open your heart. In the Gospel of Mark, chapter 9, verses 30-37. Jesus and his disciples left from there and began a journey through Galilee, but he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was trying to get a little time alone. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him. And 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. Understood? They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent. They had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Isn't that human? Isn't that the way we can be? And then he sat down, he called the 12, and he said to them, If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all. Taking the child, he placed it in their midst, and putting his arms around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." Think about that. Whoever receives one child such as this, child needs help, or a child is angry or upset and is crying and weeping, and whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me. That child is given more of me through you, your kindness, that you don't get angry, receives not me, but the one who sent me. God enters in. I remember one time being very angry with someone, and I'm sure that other person was very angry with me. And I thought after a couple of days, I thought, I can't do this. I can't do this. I can't not forgive, but I don't feel like forgiving at all. I really did. And so finally I thought, I have to get this. It's like a burden on my back. And I went to that person. And I said, "Would you please forgive me for what I said the other day?" And you know what she said? "Thank you and God bless you." Can you imagine that? She could have said, "Well, I'm so glad you did. You needed to." But brothers and sisters, she didn't. And brothers and sisters, that's how we're to be to one to another. I've made mistakes in that in times. But brothers and sisters, if we're guilty, just get those words out of your mouth to the person you hurt. "Please, will you forgive me?" No matter what happens, you have done your part. Ask for forgiveness, because God so loves you, and he wants you with him one day. And I know we can get angry. Oh my, I know we can get angry. And I know the pain, and I know the anger. I've seen it. But brothers and sisters, when you realize you're in that kind of a situation, instead of screaming back at the person, just say, "Excuse me for a few minutes," and go into another room, if you can, and then come back and say whatever it is you need to say. But brothers and sisters, neither party wants to hang on to a confrontation that was very difficult for us. The one who was hurt or the one who hurt, neither of us really wants to hold on to that. So just go over and say, "Will you please forgive me?" And that usually sets people back for a few minutes because they're not used to that response. But when you say it and they say, well, yes, then just say, "Thank you very much." I've had two people come back to me and say, "Oh my, how good it is to do it that way and know freedom from God." May God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.